Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, and Barbecue Bob, I think spring might have sprung finally here in Michigan. Last weekend and throughout this week, man, we were having snowstorms, and it was lows in the 20s and highs in the low 30s, and you know, this weekend, we're sniffing 60 degrees, so I am ready, man. I'm Jop. He is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
I am, too.
Yeah.
So welcome to the show. On the East Coast, they got even worse weather than we did, so if you feel bad, I think they're still digging out there.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
I spent the week down in Tennessee, moved my kids to Knoxville, my oldest daughter and her husband and the two grandbabies, and we had gorgeous 70-plus weather, sunny, and Knoxville's a pretty town anyway. But we were getting all sorts of texts from the kids back here and everybody. It was like sounds like ice and all kinds of havoc.
It was just nasty. I mean, we had a couple ice storms, and it was weird because 20 miles south or 20 miles north of where we were,
nothing.
It was nothing or snow, right? But you're just in that strip where the temperatures was just right, and you get a half an inch of ice on everything. But, you know, we made it. We made it through. We're grilling guys. We make it happen. But so Knoxville, when you were down there, that's Tennessee. They do some barbecue down there.
Oh,
did
boy.
You run into any of that?
I did. I'm telling you, there's all kinds of barbecue shacks around that place. We went to a cool place. A lot of them combine burgers and barbecue. You know, burgers are huge in Knoxville.
Okay.
Just my observation.
Yeah.
It seems like that's like just a really big thing. And I guess they are everywhere, but the kind of custom burger places or a restaurant that's a burger place.
Right. Yeah, that specializes in, you can have, 100 different toppings on a burger or whatever and combinations thereof. But anyway, today we want to talk a little bit about large chunks of meat. And no, we're not talking about Barbecue Bob specifically, but we're going to talk about large chunks of meat that we can put on the grill. But we get a lot of questions about that from our listeners and our Facebook friends and such that, you know, it's one of the toughest things to do to not get the parts of it overcooked and other parts of it undercooked. We often refer to a slower cooking process to get the big chunks of meat done, but it doesn't always have to be that way. So we're going to dive into that a little bit later in the show, but I see you made a note here about some Kentucky beer that you might have ran into when you were in Knoxville.
When we went to maybe Gulf Shores or somewhere last year.
Oh, okay. It wasn't on this trip.
Last year, I spent the night in Louisville, and I had a Kentucky bourbon barrel ale.
Okay.
And I fell in love with it. Well, this time on the way down to Knoxville, we stopped in Lexington. And it just so happens that that's where that brewery is.
Oh, okay.
So I loaded up on it, and I had every intention of stopping on the way home when I had more room in my car, but we were beating it to get home, and I didn't bother. But I did manage to pick up a few four-packs, and I picked up it's a phenomenal beer, first of all. It's called Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale.
Okay.
And it's just a fantastic golden malty beer that I think about anybody who likes beer would like. But while I was shopping for that, I found another one called Cougar Country.
Okay.
No, Cougar Bait. It was called Cougar Bait.
Yeah.
So I did buy a six-pack of that. You're going to try some of that.
They used to call you that, too, when you were younger, man, right?
You're the single guy, so right, yeah. I'm going to say there's a six-pack you're going to be trying.
My wife, I'm divorced, sadly, but I am. But my wife was 9 years older than me, so maybe I was cougar bait.
I think you still are, to be honest with you.
Right.
And of course, on the way back, I was going through Ohio. I had to stop at Skyline Chili.
Yeah.
And get a five-way.
I love that place, man.
Love it.
Every time you get near it, your car just has to do the pull.
Well, it goes back to when I worked in Cincinnati back in the 80s, you know. And I that was the local thing. They all bragged about it, and they took me there every time I was in town. And it just got to be kind of a tradition. And it's honestly, it's fabulous.
Yeah.
It's fabulous. And it's basically a bowl of spaghetti with Cincinnati chili on it. And Cincinnati chili typically doesn't come with beans, and it's real brown. They put cocoa and coffee in it. And it's just a strange profile, but it works. It's really good. So a five-way is you can build it however you want, but the noodles is one, the sauce is one, the beans is one, and the cheese is another, and then you top it all off with onions, and that's the five.
Right.
So you go in and say one, two, three, four, five-way.
I see.
And I get the five-way, and then you put hot sauce on it, and they put little oyster crackers around it because the spaghetti is usually dripping wet when they put it on your plate, and it's really a Cincinnati tradition. And I can't go through that town.
Does Maureen like it as well as you do?
She's learning to.
She got
a couple of their chili dogs. And the wonderful thing about this franchise is they're people. When you walk in, everyone's happy. They all say hi to you. They serve you quick. I mean,
sounds like Sobey Meats here in West Michigan.
Yeah,
same thing. Yeah,
it is very similar.
Right.
You can just feel the great feelings in the atmosphere, you know, But on a more serious note, I want to send out a little prayer for one of our members of the board. Big Paulie had to go into surgery a few days ago, and he's having a tough time. So we want to include him in our prayers out there in Grillin' Land.
Right. Similar with our producer, Brian. His father's having some challenges right now. So
yes.
We lift that up a little bit as well, because
yes.
These are all guys that are part of the Grillin' Guys family. And we want to make sure that we're taking care of those guys.
Absolutely. Well. When our producer is under stress, we don't like that. So we're hoping for a speedy recovery for Mr. Fongers.
So on a much lighter note, I had an opportunity to make chicken breast sandwiches on the grill, and I did a couple things, and it turned out really well. One of those, going to try this, got some of this, some of that.
Mm-hmm. Fun.
But went and bought a focaccia bread, right, the loaf. And cut it in half, put some EVO, some garlic EVO on it, threw that on the grill to get some grill marks on it, crisp it up a little bit, spread some avocado on there, put the chicken breast on, and then some fresh sliced tomato and a little bit of horseradish ranch dressing on top of that, and then covered that chicken the last minute or two that it was on the grill with a piece of provolone and set that on there, and it was just a fresh, crispy, nice bite, great feel sandwich, man. And I was like, wow, that turned out pretty good. And
nice.
It was just because I had some stuff around, right? And the avocado's starting to get a little soft.
Right.
And I'm like,
good time
I
gotta
do
it.
Something with this.
So the avocado sit on the chicken while the chicken was melding?
Yeah, while the cheese was melting over top of it. Yeah.
So, beautiful.
Yeah, oh, it was good. It was really good.
That's a good way to glue down your avocado slices, too.
So it doesn't slide around, right? Yeah. Put that focaccia bread on there. The tomato made it a little slippery. Oh, wait, I forgot. I put bacon on there, too.
Oh, there you go.
I put a couple strips of bacon
on
there.
Now it sounds, now I'm ready for one.
Yeah, right.
You didn't bring one in, I noticed.
No, I did, but I already ate it. Yeah, that was last night for dinner. But, yeah, that was kind of cool. I mean, every once in a while, you just, you know, you get a wild hair, and you're like, I'm going to try this.
Plus, don't you just kind of get a picture in your mind? You see a few things in the fridge, and you go, let's see, A, B, C, D, E. I think we're there. I'm going to do it. And I mean, every now and then, it just does not work.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I've had my failures.
You know that.
I had that happen a couple weeks ago on something, and I unfortunately made a bunch of it. And
right.
So everybody's like, yeah, not your best day, Dad.
Right. Well, you know what? You have them as a grilling guy. You can't hit a home run every time you're at the plate. It just doesn't happen.
No.
It just doesn't happen. But coming up next, we're going to dive into some Chunks O' Meat. And I think we're going to start out with the hog. So you listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
You never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love.